AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This morning, we did recover another body.
The number of dead from the condo building collapse near Miami is up to 10.
The total number of those accounted for is now 135, and the total unaccounted, 151.
Daniela Levine Caba is Miami-Dade County Mayor.
Please continue to pray for the families, continue to pray for the search and rescue team, the best in the world.
This is the fifth day for search crews going through the debris. Family members of the missing have been watching. Assistant Fire Chief Ray Jadala says the work is difficult and dangerous.
As the individuals continue to work feverishly with urgency, they witnessed a rescuer tumble 25 feet down the mountain. That is a perfect example of the situation that we're dealing with.
No one has been pulled out alive since the first hours after the structure fell. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the airstrikes near the border between Iraq and Syria were done to protect American personnel.
We took necessary, appropriate, deliberate action that is designed to limit the risk of escalation, but also to send a clear and unambiguous deterrent message.
The Pentagon says the airstrikes were launched in response to attacks by militias. A Moscow court rejected Trevor Reed, an imprisoned American's appeal against a 9-year sentence for assaulting police officers. John Sullivan is the U.S. ambassador to Russia.
I regret that the appellate court has not corrected this gross injustice, but it does not in any way affect the zealousness with which I and the U.S. government will continue to pursue this matter for Trevor.
Asked about Reed in a recent interview, Russian President Vladimir Putin called him a drunk and a troublemaker. Sydney and Darwin in Australia are in coronavirus lockdown. This is AP News. The Supreme Court rejected a Virginia school board appeal to reinstate its transgender bathroom ban.
The justices left in place lower court rulings that found the policy unconstitutional. The case involved former high school student Gavin Grimm, who filed a federal lawsuit when he was told he could not use the boys' bathroom at his public high school. The school board's policy required Grimm to use restrooms that correspond with his biological sex, which is female, or use private bathrooms. Two justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, voted to hear the board's appeal. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Supreme Court refused to allow New Hampshire to sue neighboring Massachusetts over an income tax dispute involving people who have been working from home during the pandemic. Massachusetts collected income tax from roughly 80,000 New Hampshire residents who work for Massachusetts companies and have been working remotely. Ed Donahue, AP News.